You used to see them when, before people had the built-in closets. It, you could move it about if you had to, but it was exclusively for hanging clothes.
Yeah. My grandmother had one of them. I can't remember what she called it. Shift robe.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That shift robe, that's exclusively for hanging clothes.
Uh-huh. And it, well, it has hers had a mirror. It was a long mirror on one side of it, and it had, the other part had hangers, I mean, you know, rod to hang clothes on. So when you opened it up, you know, you put your clothes on, then the mirror was built into it on one side. And then down in the middle, there were some little bitty drawers down there, like for jewelry and things like that. She called it a shipper.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of anything called a wardrobe?
Uh-huh.
And what is that?
That's the same thing.
Same thing as a shipper. Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of a chiffonier?
No.
Haven't heard of that.
That sounds like a French term, too.
Yeah. Well, what about the things that you have over your windows to keep out the light?
Draperies.
The draperies.
Okay. I call them drapes or draperies. Mm-hmm. If I'm talking about the kitchen, I call them curtains.
Mm-hmm.
They're kitchen curtains and living room drapes.
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
What about these things that are on rollers? Some people have, you know, you can pull them down.
Shades.
Those would be the shades. Mm-hmm. And these things that are slatted, you can adjust.
Venetian blinds.
You mentioned, you were talking about the kitchen a minute ago. Have you ever seen any old houses that had the kitchen as a separate part, mm-hmm. as away from the house?
Mm-hmm.
Does that call anything?
Just the kitchen, I guess, and usually had a breezeway in between them. I'm an old house addict, and any time we go any place, you know, and it's got a house that's open to the tourists, you know,
mm-hmm.
I worry them to death till they'll stop. And of course, we have the Hermitage in Nashville, which is probably, I guess, the best known house in Tennessee as far as and it has a kitchen separate from that. It's huge fireplaces and everything with the kettles and stuff hanging from it. I like to do, go and see things like that.
Any idea why? The kitchen would be kept separate?
Because they didn't have air conditioning like we have now, and the smell of the cooking was offensive to ladies and gentlemen's noses.
Mm, I see.
And so the heat and everything, so they kept the heat and everything away from the house.
Well, what about maybe a little room just off the kitchen where you might keep extra dishes or canned goods, something like that?
A pantry, that's what I call that.
Ever heard that called a pantry?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe a kitchen closet or something like that.
Mostly pantries.
Mostly pantries. You mentioned junk a minute ago. Have you ever known anybody who had a separate room in the house where they put all the junk?
My mother-in-law.
What does she call that room?
Her junk room.
Her junk room.
And boy, can she accumulate it. Lots of it. And about once every year, she'll get in there and start straightening up. I used to have one upstairs, our first bedroom. We didn't have a bed or anything, so when before I got organized in the house enough to know where I wanted things and got my attic straightened up and everything, I've had a junk room upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I got junk drawers right now in the kitchen.
One
junk drawer. It keeps hammers and nails and, you know, anything that I need, that get screwdrivers and stuff. Mm-hmm. My junk drawer. Looks pretty junky most of the time.
Yeah. You know, sometimes in the morning when you get up, you might go around the house and, well, I don't know, straighten up something here or you know, something like, what do you say you're doing when you go
picking
through
up.
Front, just picking up things?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. If I say my house is, it's not dirty, but it needs picking up.
Needs picking up. Well, what about when you have a lot of dirty clothes and you've got to get them cleaned, so you have to do your
laundry.
Your laundry. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I got to wash clothes.
Wash clothes. Mm-hmm. And what about the things that you have to step up to get from the yard up to the front?
Front steps.
Front steps.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're inside the house, like going from the